understand. What about a type of farm where they have, you know, they milk cows and they get the milk, what would you call
dairy?
Dairy? Have you ever heard of anybody cooling milk by putting it down a well?
Mm-hmm.
Who did that?
My grandmother.
Your grandma? Any other names that dairy might have?
Usually just like ice cream. We usually don't, I mean, it's a dairy product.
Yeah, we make butter. We usually don't probably buy any ice cream. We usually make our own butter. And butter, we've made our own butter. How do you do that? Let the milk sit, and a big churn. And you take the top, you know, after it sits, I think it's a day, so you take the top of it, you skim the top of it, and you do all this pasteurize it and all this stuff.
It's good. Homemade butter's a lot better than...
A lot better than the store stuff,
yeah,
man. I can imagine.
Made our own peanut butter. Make our own oil, you know.
Oil from peanut butter? From peanut?
Grease,
yeah.
We usually make, you know, a lot of the stuff.
Have you ever done anything with sugar cane?
Oh, eat it.
I've got a piece. I bought a piece.
I love it. I've just practically grown up from sugar cane. I love it today. I don't know, my grandmother has talked about making sugar, draining it some way and making sugar. Granulated sugar.
This girl told me, she knew a guy used to make moonshine out of it.
Oh yeah, my granddad.
Really?
my mother's side used to. My grandmother's told us about it a lot. I am doing that. But, yeah.
Have you, getting back to dairy, have you ever heard of that word used in any kind of... with produce, like turnips and potatoes? Any kind of association there?
Vegetables.
Where would you keep the stock, like the cows and whatnot, around the barn, you know, the area around the barn? Any particular name for that? You might walk around that area around the barn? Barnyard?
Yeah.
Where would cows and sheep and other animals graze?
Pasture.
Did you ever raise cotton or have any
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've picked cotton.
Tell me about it.
That was fun, really. My granddaddy, my daddy's side, when he was a lot younger, like when I was in about first or second grade, he used to raise cotton, you know, and sell it.
Really?
He usually hired out, you know, little boys and just come and pick it. And so something happened one year. It's been so long, I don't even hardly remember. But something happened and some of the guys couldn't show up. And so my granddaddy called my daddy and wanted him to come help, you know. So me, I've always been the boy of our family because there's only two girls. And I was in the daredevil. I went and did it. And we picked cotton. It's really a lot of fun. If the bushes stand about 2 foot, something like that, and the cotton just opens up, you know, like a regular fiber bloom or something, and the cotton's in the top of it, and it's usually real matty, you know, have all the stuff in it, you know, it won't be pure cotton like you see in a cotton ball now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be all the chemical stuff.
You have to get the seeds
stuff
out, right?
Yeah. But, you know, you just pick the cotton out of this bowl. Yeah. It's really like that.
If you have to weed cotton with a hoe, with any particular phrase you might use, if you're weeding cotton?
Hoeing.
Hoeing? You ever heard to chop cotton?
No.
What about grass that grows up that you don't want cotton to pick up?
Weeds.
Weeds?
Full weeds, yeah.